Hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and every week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast midweek refill portion is we talk through our reading plan for the year and bring on some of our leaders to talk through something that stuck out to them from the week's reading. So we got Becky back on the podcast with us. Good to have you back, Becky.
Thanks, Tanner.
And we're on week 46. So church, if you want to join us in that reading plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources. So Becky, for week 46, you got closing out Ezekiel, Daniel, John, some Psalms thrown in there. What do you got for us?
This was quite the week. Like, I hope people take advantage of and just really spend some time in these chapters. And like, this is a great time if you haven't been bringing your kids into this. Like, the first 10 chapters of Daniel, and there's so many amazing stories in there. Mm-hmm. And then in John with the last, week of Jesus' life. And So many great nuggets in here, but I'm going to do Psalm 91 because this has been such, just the first two verses have been just such a gift to me these last 5 or 6 years. And so when I saw that pop up, when we were talking about this and I saw that pop up, I just thought, oh, God, I've just really sat in these two verses, Psalm 91, 1 and 2, these last probably 5.5, 6 years. And so it says, I'm reading out of my ESV one. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And so the words dwell and abide and shadow and trust are kind of those four words that have just really simmered in my brain these last 5.5 years. And so God really gave this to me when my dad was battling cancer, and it was we knew it was coming to the end of his life here on earth before he got to go home to heaven. And for, you knew my dad, those that knew my dad, like, he was a big guy in his shadow. I mean, he cast quite a shadow. He did. Yeah. And I just remember, like, growing up in my home with my mom and dad and my sister, like, it was a safe place for us. It was a place we felt loved and cared for and safe and protected. And walking in my dad's shadow as a child and then as an adult, like, I just knew, like, that was a safe place to be near him. And God really gave this to me, I think, to say, Becky, yeah, you were blessed to have an earthly dad that was amazing. But even more so, like, I am your heavenly Father, and I desire for you to dwell in my shelter. I desire for you to abide in my shadow. And he will be my fortress, and he will be my refuge, and I can trust in him. So regardless of what's happening around me, I know that he is my refuge, my fortress. He's my God, and I can trust in him. And so I think that picture just stays with me. Like, I think of that shadow and even like being tucked away, with God. And then as I've kept, like, these verses have just stayed with me, and the words dwell and abide have been even more dear. Like, what does it mean to dwell? What does it mean to abide? It doesn't mean that you just pop in once in a while, or you pop in when you need something. Like, when you dwell and you abide somewhere, like, you're planted there, you reside there, you know, and you're known there. And so, like, that just has been a beautiful picture for me of, like, I get to do that with our heavenly Father, with God, who casts such a big shadow because he is so big, he is so strong, he is so mighty. And yet he wants a personal, like, relationship with me. And I love when you go on in this chapter, and then it talks about he will deliver you, he will cover you, not he might, like, he will do this, and we can trust in him.
I love that word dwell and abide. It's something that I've been working on as by God's grace. I mean, it feels like my whole life, but if you know me, and you know me, Becky, I'm a rule follower. I'm a to-do lister. I like to check boxes. So, I got my time in the Word in the morning and check that off. Box. And I have a little note that I've written myself on my desk at home It doesn't say this verbatim, but it basically says dwelling with in the presence of God is not a box to be checked. Mm. I have to remind myself of that every morning.
Every day.
But like, this is not just a, okay, I read, like, we're on a reading plan. Reading plans are great. We've been talking about the reading plan all year.
Yeah.
Great things. But if the point is checking the box, like, okay, I read my Bible, I said my whatever prayer I needed to say, then you've missed the point.
You did.
Like, you're, you did. Like nowhere in scripture does it say like, hey, you need to spend time in my word and in prayer alone every day. Now, are those good things?
Yes.
Should you do that
yes.
as a Christian? Absolutely. But God's not after you checking the boxes of like, oh, hey, Tanner read his Bible for today. Pat
good
on the
job.
Back, Tanner, you did a great job. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want you to dwell with me.
Right.
Be in my presence. Sit in my presence. Pray, learn, grow, commune. Like those are all important things that things gets lost when we just check a box. And I'm preaching to myself here. I have to tell this to myself constantly. I heard someone recently say, spending time with God on a daily basis is not for God. It's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not performing for God.
Right.
You're not checking, you're not doing this thing so he'll be happy with you today. Like, okay, I'm happy
right.
with Tanner today.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Like he wants you to come into his presence and experience what it's like to dwell with him. To abide, to rest, to
yes.
learn, to grow, to cry out. Like all those things mm-hmm. are things that he's like, this is all for you. Like, I'm good. I'm
yeah.
fully sufficient in myself, but
right.
you're absolutely not.
Not.
So I want you to come in my presence. This is a like this is so much for you.
Yeah.
So that was a really good way to frame it for me. So that was really helpful.
Yeah. I like how you use that word rest too, because I read each of these verses in, you know, like CSB and ESV and NIV, mm-hmm. NIV instead of will abide in the shadow of the Almighty, it says you will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Mm. And, you know, that is true too. Like, you'll be able to just take a breath
mm-hmm.
and sit in his presence. And it is for us. And we can, like you said, we can do all of the things,
mm-hmm.
but we miss out on so much here on mm-hmm. this earth if we don't put our agendas mm-hmm. down, put our, you know, schedules aside and just
mm-hmm.
dwell and rest. And I think too, like God knows, and sometimes my resting or abiding or dwelling is in the car, but when I'm by myself
yep.
for
yep.
5 minutes
yep.
and sometimes it's a longer, you know, time. When the house is quiet
mm-hmm.
or I'm, you know, somewhere else and
mm-hmm.
can just kind of do that. But God knows that. And
yep.
I think that's the beauty of abiding and dwelling too, is that it's not a like, oh, you can only do it for a chunk of time
mm-hmm.
and then you're done for the day. It's a
right.
like continual,
oh, yeah.
like recharging
mm-hmm.
and refreshing and
yeah.
like checking in. And,
yeah.
And that's what it means to,
mm-hmm.
to really dwell. And you
yeah.
think about, you know, your home, my home, like I'm sure Bethany is this way. Like she wants your home to be a place that
mm-hmm.
you and your kids like want to be
right.
and want to spend time at. And I think, you know, I've felt that even more so with Abby going to college. Like she came home, like this is just home.
Yeah.
And I like to be home.
Yeah.
And God wants us to feel that with him.
Right.
Like I'm home.
Yep.
And it's not in a place. With him, it's
mm-hmm.
with him.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter
yeah.
if I'm at church or I'm at the grocery store or I'm in a coffee
right.
shop or if I'm at a park, like I'm with him
mm-hmm.
and that's home.
Yeah.
That's where I can dwell.
We joke in our house about how, it's a real thing. We don't,
yeah.
I mean, we do joke, but
yeah.
about how my wife is home for our daughter
mm-hmm.
because she's a mom's girl. She's still nursing. She's like, my wife is her safe place. And sometimes Bethany will cradle her in her arms and she'll say like, are you at home base? Are you home?
Yeah.
Like and it's sometimes when we're not home.
Yeah.
Like somewhere
yeah.
we're out and about, we're doing something or we're
yeah.
on a trip or something and
yeah.
she can feel at home with Bethany and to a lesser degree me, but you know how
right.
it is with
a
mother of a baby.
And,
yeah. Like that's
yeah.
just, and she can just feel at home. And that's kind of like that sense of that. And I was also thinking about during when you said this, the shadow part, I mean, every time we come on the podcast, I feel like we end up talking about
kids
parenting, kids,
parenting.
Because there's so many correlations
yeah.
to our relationship with
yep.
our Heavenly Father.
Yep.
But I just, when I pick up my kids and hug them, I just envelop them.
Right.
Even my 4-year-old, who's,
yeah.
who's getting big,
getting bigger.
I still just can just pull in my arms and envelop him. And
yeah.
if I do that, my kids will just sit there. Right. For like, yeah. And now they're kids, so they don't stay very long. They get wiggly. But they just like love to just be enveloped and hugged and just resting and in my shadow in one sense.
Yes.
So many good pictures of like how our Father looks at us, like how ready and willing is our Heavenly Father to just wrap us in and envelop us. Yeah. Like as a parent, that like gets me like choked up now, because it's like I understand it in a totally different way than I did before I had kids. But now I have kids of my own, and I'm like, how much greater does God feel that with us? Like, just come to me. I want to wrap you up. I want to cover you and protect you and draw you close. And you just can just dwell with me and rest with me. And you're safe. And you're good. Yeah. And you know.
Yeah.
So I could talk about that for a while. But that kind of stuff is so cool. And what a great picture that God has given us of His love for us in just this fragmental way of being a parent and being a child.
Right. Yeah. And the strength that gives us, you know, and it talks in the rest of this chapter about like there will be times of trouble and there will be things, but I think that trust and that we built, that like we see in God and we have in Him, is what sustains us in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
We know where to run to when that happens.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that, you know, you can't protect your kids from everything. You'd like to try, but but our Heavenly Father, like, He promises to be with us, like, through all of it. And so I think it's just like the picture of it for me is beautiful, of like resting in His shadow. And you have to be near somebody to be in their shadow. And so am I walking near enough with God that I'm in His shadow? Because if you're following from a distance, you don't get that shadow. But when you're really near, you get the benefit of the shadow.
Yep. And it's always on us. We're always the ones that aren't near. God is right. Will draw near to us if we will draw near to him. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an encouraging word, Bex. So thanks for bringing that. And church, I hope that encourages you too as you continue to read your Bibles, continue to walk with Christ. So we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.